You're listening to SBS News.
For a 16th straight day, several hundred people gathered in a mostly peaceful protest in Minsk's Independence Square. It's the latest in a fortnight of demonstrations since Alexander Lukashenko was controversially re-elected in an election his opponents say was rigged. Yelena Yankovskaya is one of the protesters.
I'm here for the 16th day in a row. I stand for freedom and I'm not afraid of arrests. I believe that every person who wants to have freedom and to have a choice has to be here every day.
Alexander Lukashenko's re-election came in his 26th year of power. In the aftermath, he's described protesters as rats and brandished an assault rifle as he arrived at his residence on the weekend in a show of force. This protester, Tainana Morozova, says she was revolted by the display.
It's disgusting. I'm a peaceful person and I'm against violence. These things are not acceptable for anyone, especially for the president.
The Belarusian opposition has set up a coordination council to negotiate a transfer of power. But two of its members, Sergei Dilevsky and Olga Kovalkova, were detained in Minsk, while other members of the council, including Belarus's most high-profile writer, Svetlana Alexievich, have been summoned for questioning. Another member of the council, Maria Kolesnikova, says the demonstrations are a turning point for Belarus.
Belarus has changed. The authorities will have to search for a way out, build a dialogue with us. If they think one can just forget about all the cruelty, tortures, violence against peaceful citizens, rigging the election, about stealing the votes, that the situation will dissolve itself, they are seriously mistaken.
Belarus is a close ally of Russia, but the political stoush is proving to be a stern test, not just for Russia's government, which must decide whether to stick with Mr. Lukashenko or try to engineer a transfer of power, but also for the West. US Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun has met the recent election's main opposition candidate, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, in Lithuania, where she has taken refuge since the vote. Mr. Biegun says the US is having robust public discourse ahead of the November US election and says it supports Belarus's sovereignty.
The United States has been so inspired by the display of peaceful expression by the Belarusian people seeking to determine their own future. They remind us that democracy is worth fighting for. The United States stands by our long-term commitment to support Belarus's sovereignty and territorial integrity, as well as the aspirations of the Belarusian people to choose their own leaders through free and fair elections without external intervention.
Meanwhile, the Belarusian Defense Ministry has distributed a video showing personnel taking part in an exercise which it described as training for a missile attack. President Lukashenko had visited the site where the training was carried out. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.